Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
It's your free Doc Love segment from the December 23rd, 2020 show. This is courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. Doc talked about the importance of dressing up in this segment, and a lot of guys don't understand how vital this is. This segment is from 2005, but as usual, Doc's philosophy is timeless. Give it a listen.
Well, yesterday I went to a wedding, and there were about 300 people in the church, and some guys were wearing jeans and sneakers. This is a time to dress up. This is a time to shine. Not bragging, I was the best dressed guy there. Most guys did not have coats and ties. Anytime you go someplace and you gotta, you have to express yourself with your clothing, you got to look sharp. Then the last Sunday I went to a barbecue on our street. What we do, it's a cul-de-sac, and about 15 people, we all chip in and we get hamburgers and all that. And I'm looking at all these guys. They're wearing their flip-flops with wrinkled Bermuda shorts and a $9 beat-up T-shirt. Well, three of the guys even forgot to shave that day. And I'm not into this grunge look. I think you look like hell. You have got to, anytime there's a social event, go look in the mirror and look at yourself and say, am I going to be the best dressed guy at this affair? And if you're not, you better get your mom or your sister to teach you how to dress. Because too many guys are out there. In the church yesterday, I'm standing behind a guy. You know, and the priest is up, and you know he's putting his hands on the couple getting married, my cousin's daughter, and the guy has his shirt out. Here he has suit pants on with a tie, and his shirt's out over his pants. I understand the guy's 5 years old. You know, he's just going into first grade. This is a 28-year-old guy, married with a family. Look sharp for your wife. Make your wife be proud of you even after you catch her.
Because she's not your best friend and she's not Fido, and she will judge you on that stuff.
Of course she will. And if you're there trying to meet somebody, get a home phone number, you know, you should be sharp looking. She's looking around. She's, God, who's that guy? Then you walk up. If your face looks okay and you start talking and you give her the pitch out of the system, then hopefully we're going to get a home phone number. But I think the word casual has been overdone in general in America. Casual means sloppy, don't shave, and don't iron your clothes, and make sure that you got a striped shirt on with a plaid pair of pants.
Well, let me ask you a question, though, Doc. And, you know, that applies to a wedding and social functions and stuff like that. But what about, like, the different bars and stuff that guys go out to? Because a lot of guys in our audience will go to a bar, like a corner bar type of thing, or maybe a bar that just, like, let's take a national example, like a TGI Fridays or something like that. And in some of those places, it may not be appropriate to have a shirt and tie on. Maybe so you could get away with jeans and a T-shirt. Or
Real nice a Hawaiian shirt, or wear a shirt that looks like it goes with a pair of slacks. I guess that's what I'm getting at.
Okay.
But get off this Bermudas and get off these beat up jeans that you guys are wearing. I mean, you're not going. You know, if you're going out to work on the construction site, you look great to all the guys. But anytime there's a wedding or you're going out and you possibly might meet somebody, look in the mirror before you leave the house and say, would a girl like that? That's what you got to do.
What I've observed, though, in a lot of the bars, and I'm not trying to belabor this point at all, but what I've observed in a lot of times is that you see a lot of the girls, they have jeans and T-shirt on. And do you think there's ever a point where you're overdressed?
I want you to overdress.
I
want you to overdress.
Gotcha.
I want everybody wondering, gee, did you just come back from a wedding? Or did you just come back from a meeting with President Bush? That's what I want. I want you to stand out. I don't want you to blend in with these guys that all look like a bunch of bums.
Okay, I think there's a lot of things. That's great advice, because I think a lot of guys in the audience might be confused by that, because I think in certain ways they may be afraid to stand out. So
you got to stand out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to get the home phone number.
That's great stuff, man. Well, hey, let's move on to Shelley. She is 27 years young from Canada and a female guest on the show. Let me just set this up for the guys, and we might hold Shelley over into segment two because I think this is going to be very interesting for guys. Doc is actually going to now take his interview technique that he's perfected over 30 years, and he's interviewed over 10,000 women, and he's going to find out what she really wants. And it's going to be kind of like he's going to be like a love cop on Love and Order and really kind of giving her the questions that would really kind of delve into what she's really thinking and wanting in a man. So, Shelley, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here today.
You're welcome. It's an honor.
Shelley, thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Shelley, let me ask you a question. How long have you been reading my column?
About a year or so.
About a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Has it had any effect on you, on your outlook toward men, or maybe things that you were doing incorrectly?
Yes, definitely.
Give me some specific examples.
Used to be one of those girls who would...
All right, join the Doc Love Club and you'll get the rest of this interview. What do women really want? Well, Doc formed his philosophy based on thousands of interviews with women. And, of course, you're going to hear Shelley in this interview. It started in the December 23rd, 2020 show. And then we're going to finish it up next week in the December 30th, 2020 show. And it's a two-part interview. But if you join the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com, you'll get both parts of the interview. Also, in the December 23rd, 2020 show, you get Doc Love at Venice Beach. What's that? It is almost 12 minutes of Doc interviewing beautiful women in Venice Beach, California, using his famous interviewing technique. It is the only video known in existence of Doc interviewing beautiful women. Doc Love Club members get that for free. And by the way, you can Google Doc Love at Venice Beach and you'll get about a 3-minute video, but it's not the full video that Doc Love Club members get. So join and you get not only that, plus hundreds of hours of audio, hundreds of articles. It all grows weekly. And don't forget, the mega content sale ends on December 31st, 2020. Check that out at doclove.com. Thanks for being here. See you next week.